Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Hoping to get to hear from Bills head coach Sean McDermott coming up here in the next few minutes as mandatory minicamps do begin today. We do know the big news of today and really the week is that running back James Cook is in attendance. We don't know exactly how much he'll be participating, but he is in attendance for mandatory minicamp as, well, it's unsurprising he is in contract negotiations with the Bills, 1 year remaining on his rookie deal. We did already hear from Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel. Derek, I don't know if you saw the video that, at least from what I saw on Cameron Wolf's Twitter, NFL Insider, Cameron Wolf. Wow. McDaniel, I mean, does not look good. He looks like a man that is just given up.
He looks like a dead man walking.
Yeah.
Like he's going to get fired by week 5.
Yeah. It looks like it's like this is a waste of my time. I shouldn't be
it's
here.
It's a waste of my time. And again, I don't know why. Oof. I don't know why Chris Greer gets to be the one to fire him. But, you know, that's the world that we live in.
Yeah.
And it's very strange to me. But, yeah, no, McDaniel looks defeated. And I like how different he is in a sense of, like, you know, trying to be a different person over the last couple of years. It's a little bit of a fresh pace from, like, a lot of the coach speak and all this other stuff. However, it gets real old if you're not winning.
100%. And Pat tweeted in, feels like a guy who knows he needs to win with a roster that isn't as good as it has been. His identity is, quote, good vibes guy and believes it worked to an extent, but this is not a great look.
And the problem with it not being a great look is that ultimately he knows that there are some things out of his control. And I think he's displaying it a little bit, like with the language or the body language of he knows that this is a worse team, like the tweet said, and he's kind of showing it. And again, Chris Greer getting another power struggle with a coach and being able to win it. I don't know what kind of skeletons he's got, but he's got the good ones.
And it is interesting, too. You bring up Chris Greer there. Like, he just – the rosters they've built are not –
they're not conducive
to win in modern NFL.
No.
Now, they can be very flashy and exciting. And yeah, the Dolphins have had moments where in the offseason you're like, okay, they're the fastest track team we've ever seen. And look, against bad teams, they could put up points. They could run teams off the ground. 70 against Denver.
Yep.
But then the next week – against a better built Bills team, they were annihilated.
Humbled.
Hard anytime work. It gets below 60, they struggle. Anytime it's a team above 500, they lose.
It's uncanny how consistent that track record has been for those two scenarios over the past 3 years.
Yep.
This has been a 3-year-long problem, and you wonder how much of it's on the head coach because you got to have him ready at some point for these cold weather or better opponents.
Well, and I've also brought up, too, whenever Tua is hurt, that offense, not only – I mean, it's going to be worse when your starter's not there, but you look at Kevin O'Connell and some of these other – Matt LaFleur especially, these other offensive wounded coaches when their starter goes down, they're still able to score points. Tyreek Hill was a non-factor when Tua went down. That's offensive malpractice.
Yes, and it is ultimately – yeah, how much of it is on the head coach, but it is surprising how much of it is on the GM, and he's not suffering these consequences.
Yeah.
But someone has to. And that's the reality of professional sports, is that ultimately these coaches, head coaches ultimately do serve one day to get fired.
Mm-hmm. Everybody.
It happens to the best of them. Even Bill Belichick, for example. Mm-hmm. The only way it doesn't happen is if you're in the Pittsburgh Steelers organization.
Yeah, they're kind of the only one.
And even then, they had to fire Matt Canada a couple years ago.
But in terms of head coach, like you're hired to eventually retire here.
Yes. And
you're hired to eventually retire.
But that's the rarity. That's the 1 in 32.
Mm-hmm. Also, update on Shaq Thompson. Sal tweeted this in about 2 minutes ago. The Bills roster now stands with this addition at their maximum of 91 players. No corresponding releases were needed.
Because Travis Clayton, their 7th-round pick last year, mm-hmm. is an international player. That's where their exemption comes in. That's why they get 91, not 90.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So there you go.
So in case you had a question on it,
mm-hmm. there it is.
Got you covered.
But yeah, the Dolphins, it is also stunning how quickly their star fell. I mean they really just never actually had a moment in the sun. Because the offseason doesn't really count. Honestly, it doesn't. Their moment in the sun, truly, 70 points against Denver.
And even
they've had other great moments, too. I think through like 6 touchdown passes against Baltimore.
I think that was their moment in the sun because they were started to be they were taken seriously a little bit.
Okay.
When they scored 70 against Denver, there was this, okay, can you do it again against Buffalo? Because otherwise, mm-hmm. you're the same team that can't beat a team over 500. You can't beat a good team. Again. And then it happens, and it's like, okay, can we actually take Miami seriously? No, not really. Okay, cool. And that's what that turned into. Can we take Miami seriously? No? Okay.
Yeah, moving on.
Because what happens to the Miami Dolphins ultimately is they lose an AFC's title to the Buffalo Bills, who were basically dead
mm-hmm.
halfway through their season.
Yeah.
They were sitting at what, 6-6?
I believe 7-6, I think, yeah. But yeah.
But the Bills refused to lose after that, including against Miami in Week 18. A game where Josh Allen did not play particularly well. You got a couple turnovers on him, and you still lost that football game.
Yeah, Bills only win that one 21-14. The week prior, though, because we brought up
That's
Baltimore
right.
already.
They lose to the Titans.
No, the week prior, Miami plays Baltimore.
Oh, that's right.
That's a 56-19 loss.
It was the week prior to that.
Yep.
Where they lose to the Titans, then Baltimore, then Buffalo, and it's that December of, oh, we forgot how to play football.
The Jets and Dallas are in there. There's 2 wins there. But yes, it's Tennessee, Jets, Dallas, then Baltimore, Buffalo. But yes, the Tennessee collapse against Will Levis.
Mm-hmm.
Jets they beat up on. Dallas was 2 fair weather teams playing each other. Miami ultimately wins it. And then, yeah, it's the demoralizing loss, I'd imagine, against Baltimore, 56-19. And then the 21-14 loss against Buffalo in the final regular season game of the year. Their star really did not last that long, if really at all. And even the brightest they've been, that was 22, is when they play Baltimore. And that's the 6 touchdown game. So that's why I'm making it the 70-point game. It came a year later.
Right.
They were still 11-6. They were, because two at least only played 13 of those games, 14 of those games. He was inactive for a few of them.
That's right. That was the was that the season that he was concussed a couple times?
I believe so, yeah.
Erroneously put back in?
I believe so.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, because then they play Buffalo. They do win that game, but then it's the Cincinnati game.
It's the Cincinnati game after that he should mm-hmm. not have, on a short week.
Yep.
Even that you see him doing that fencing pose, and you're like, oh, he really shouldn't have been in. You need to fire people for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just their star really never rose all that high, and it fell very, very quickly.
It's every time that it's risen, even up to like mid-level, it crashes hard.
Mm-hmm.
And that I could put on the coach. Why are you so good at this time of the year and then not?
Oh, I say that all the time about Zach Taylor. I think it's his fault why they're so horrendous in September.
It's like they're the opposites. They're yin and yang. Taylor can't get his team to start on time ever. McDaniel can't get his team to close a season ever.
Well, I mean, Derek, it gets cold.
It's yin and yang.
Yeah.
But also explain why Taylor can't get a season started properly.
That is both stunning.
You don't even get a snarky reason for that one. Like the Miami one, it's cold. Like that shouldn't be a real excuse.
Cincinnati, you guys are playing a potentially historically bad Patriots team. You should smoke them. Oh, you lost? What do you mean you lost?
Right.
I mean, the Bengals are a horrendous September team.
Yeah.
Now they're great in December. They're great to close out a year, which I maybe could argue is also a good sign of a coach.
A little bit.
Is that they're a good closer, but they just
can you do both?
Yeah. Please.
Can you do both?
But that's where I've mentioned it. I've gained a lot of respect for McDermott of being onions off the bye. I mean, you know they're going to win.
Hey, Sabres, can you do both?
Can you do both? McDermott's biggest problem has been he runs into the Chiefs and can't get the one seed. That's his biggest problem.
And if the biggest problem of the second most successful team in the regular season, save to the Chiefs, is that you can't get the one seed, well, you know why.
Yeah.
Because I had to say second to the Chiefs. It's not an accident at that point. They're just a problem.
They are the problem.
But Buffalo is a problem for 14 other teams in that conference.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the Bills are just miraculously showing up here. No, they are a problem for pretty much everybody else.
Yeah.
And even in the regular season, it includes the Chiefs. They are... Man, they got to be one of the weirdest teams ever.
Because they are a great team. It's just they got to get through one bugaboo to like officially be graced as a great team. That's going to do it for me and Derek. Weren't able to get to head coach Sean McDermott. Hopefully he starts speaking around noon. For all that coverage, stay online, keep track, Sal Sports, Sal Capaccio on Twitter. He'll keep you covered on all of that. Me and Derek will be back tomorrow to break this all down. Hopefully we'll talk with Sal as well to get some of the comments from McDermott, Josh Allen after practice as well. But coming up after a quick timeout, did have a Stanley Cup final game tomorrow. Sabres Live will help you break all that down. This is WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.